The case of a convicted murderer who is suing the governor of California has made it all the way to the state Supreme Court. Next month, the court will hear the suit brought by Robert Rosencrantz, who received a sentence of 17 years to life for second-degree murder. He's been found suitable for parole, but California Governor Gray Davis has repeatedly blocked his release. Davis has also blocked the release of nearly every other convicted murderer approved for parole since he became governor. The Rosencrantz case could change that policy, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Politicians often say things that come back to haunt them, but rarely do they say something that lands them in court. In the case of California Governor Gray Davis, however, the state Supreme Court will soon be considering these few words the governor said to newspaper reporters, quote, "If you take someone else's life, forget it."
The governor's belief is that murderers should spend the rest of their lives in prison.
Attorney Donald Spector of the Prison Law Office argues that it's illegal for the governor to have a blanket no-parole policy. That's what he'll argue to the state Supreme Court in October when he represents Robert Rosencrantz.
That in Robert's case, there is really no evidence upon which the governor could rationally and lawfully deny parole. He has served now 17 years in prison, and he's done everything that they've asked him to do.
And more. Rosencrantz, a teenager when convicted, has earned a college degree in computer programming, tutored other inmates, and undergone extensive psychotherapy. His disciplinary record is perfect. Rosencrantz committed his crime in 1985. He had just graduated from high school when his brother and a friend named Stephen Redman crashed a party Rosencrantz was having at a beach house, outed him as a homosexual, and beat him up. Then they told his father that Rosencrantz was gay. As a result, he was thrown out of the family home. He bought a gun, an Uzi, and a week later confronted Redman, demanding he recant his accusations. Redman refused and taunted him. Rosencrantz shot Redman and killed him. Again, attorney Donald Spector.
All of the psychologists and correctional officials who've looked at his case realized that this tragic event that occurred was a result of a set of circumstances which is unlikely to be repeated.
Rosencrantz's current predicament is not unique. Four other prisoners have successfully sued the governor in lower courts. Since Davis became governor, the Board of Prison Terms has approved parole for 120 convicted murderers. Davis has blocked parole in all but two cases. Both exceptions were for women who were convicted of killing the men who'd abused them, though Davis has denied parole for other women with similar stories. California governors were given the power to reverse parole recommendations for murderers in a 1988 ballot initiative. That power is not absolute, according to a recent appeals court ruling. Nevertheless, Byron Tucker, a spokesman for Davis, says the governor is applying the law the way the voters intended.
He always has public safety as the highest component on his mind when deciding these cases. He has reversed quite a few decisions by the Board of Prison Terms because he felt that many of the recommendations still posed a significant threat towards public safety.
So when the governor was quoted as saying, if you take someone's life, forget it, what did that mean?
Well, you know, that was more, political rhetoric. Governor Davis obviously reviews these cases independently. In the same breath, you know, Governor Davis has also said the toughest of crimes deserve the toughest of sanctions.
And Davis, a Democrat running for re-election, has absolutely nothing to lose by taking this stance, says political analyst Sherry Bevich Jeffy.
Governor Davis does not want to be blindsided by a possible Willie Horton, someone he's let out on parole doing something horrendous. And what the governor needs to do is to reach out to moderates, Republicans, independent voters who are very skeptical of the liberal Democratic stance on crime and law enforcement. He does this by being tough.
After all, it's victory in the court of public opinion, not the state Supreme Court, that Gray Davis wants most this fall. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.